iRockRadio.me. It's Jay Hunter. What a time we had at the 21st Annual Millennium Music Conference in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Always a great time to spend networking, seeing other shows, meeting a ton of talented unsigned musicians, and going to some seminars for unsigned musicians to get a little bit more of an insight of what to do to succeed in this business, as times are always changing. So it always helps to go to these seminars no matter what. Had a chance to speak to quite a few of the different unsigned artists, and one of which was Matt Pless. And we're going to flash back to an interview that we had with Matt, and also an acoustic performance from him. We'll kick into the interview with him telling us what's going on with him and where he's from.
Baltimore, Maryland.
Okay, so you came up here from Baltimore. How long have you been writing material and singing and recording?
Since I was 8.
8 years old?
Yes.
So you've been doing it for about how long now?
The
polite way of not asking how old you are.
Long enough to know better.
What's that?
Long enough to know better.
Okay, wonderful. And then doing it before that even, right?
Yeah, before that.
That's what rock and roll is all about.
Yeah.
Throughout your writing songs, do you go out and perform much, or is it more of like a coffee shop thing, or do you have like a full band that goes out with you also?
I've been on tour for like 6 years straight.
6 years straight. Jeez.
Yeah, okay. I do it a lot. It's like my whole life. I've done music my whole life, pretty much. So at least like through the last like 15 years, it's been full-time stuff. The last like 6 years, I've been on tour doing basements and houses and living room shows.
Do you do the full band thing also, or is this more pretty much the two of you? And
I've done the full band thing. Valerie has her own band. She's not in my band. We're just doing a duet together here. But she's in a band called The Twindos. But I just play acoustic right now myself, really. I travel around and play in people's houses and stuff, and they let me sleep on their couches, and they take my records and they pass it around on the underground scene, and like people hear about it and they come out to show. It's a big cool network that no one knows about. Probably not a lot of folks here have any idea what's going on, but it's happening and there's a buzz about it, so it's cool.
Is it primarily around the Baltimore, D.C. area, or where all do you go?
It's all over the country. It's
all over the country.
Yeah, I've been around the country 6 times in like 5 years. No, sorry. 5 times in 6 years.
Okay, well, 5 times, 6 times, not that much of a difference. You've been, you know, around and doing all that.
It's better than Target, you know.
Now, do you make connections in advance, or do you pretty much just kind of go out and wherever fate takes you, it ends up?
I kind of like, there's people in their whole circle. There's a whole circuit on the internet, on Facebook. I'll just kind of talk to people and they hear your music and they spread around and they'll ask you to come play shows in their town. They'll set one up for you. And, you know, I just, I kind of go by that. When people ask me to play, I try to network it into my contacts that I already have pre-existing and put it all together and just see how long I can stay out and, you know, do different tours in different parts of the country. And, you know, it's like, it just kind of like happened, you know.
What's been your favorite part of the Millennium? Is this your first Millennium Music Conference?
No, I went like 7 years ago to the one in Nebraska at the Mid-American Music Conference, which is sort of like the same thing, same hotel. But it was a little different because, like, I don't know. Well, I was a little younger back then, and I guess maybe I wasn't as like good of a singer, maybe. Who knows? But
right. So you didn't know better at the time?
What, to come to this thing? No, absolutely not.
Well, no, you said you were old enough to know better now.
No, yeah, I didn't know enough, but I'm younger than that now.
So what's been your favorite part of the 21st Annual Millennium Music Conference?
Probably playing on the stage.
Playing the stage,
yeah,
right there?
Yeah, I had a good time doing that.
Nice.
You guys have cool bathrooms, too.
It's got to have good bath.
Absolutely.
So what we'll do is we're going to play a little bit of some of your material.
Cool.
And then we're going to come back. We'll talk a little bit more. And then, well, actually, you have your guitar here. So we'll just let you you do your own thing here for a little bit. And your girlfriend? Or
yeah, Valerie LaSera. She's in a band called The Twindos, and they're over there. But
okay.
I beat up their drummer and took his pass to this thing.
So, nice.
I'm here now, and that's how this happened.
Rock and roll.
Ready?
Sure.
Okay. My name is Matt Pless. This song's called Rolling the Dice. I wrote it. Here we go. Like a song I can't forget, you keep playing in my head on a 90-mile southbound drive. I can keep you in my heart, I can miss you from afar, but I wish that you were by my side. Though we said adios such a long time ago, but you never really left my mind. And now it's been a little while, and I hope you're doing all right. Yeah, I've done a lot of things that I wish that I could change. I suppose I really can't complain, 'cause I guess I wouldn't trade all my failures and mistakes, 'cause they made me who I am today. When we said no regrets on the night that I left, with the feeling I was finally free. And now it's been a little while, and I hope you're thinking of me. Because the world keeps turning, is waiting on explosions through dizzy spinning. You gotta keep on living. Life's a gamble, a one-way ticket, tightrope, so call it what you like. But it's kinda like rolling the dice. I've been chasing down the sun since the moment I was born. I'm the kind of guy who's got no end, and I'm always on the go, so you'll never really know when I gotta up and leave again. When we said our goodbyes with the tears in our eyes, all you wanted was for me to stay. Now it's been a little while, and I hope you're doing okay. Because the world keeps turning, it's waiting on explosions through dizzy spinning. You gotta keep on living. Life's a gamble, a one-way ticket, tightrope, so call it what you like. But it's kinda like rolling the dice. And you can run from where you come from, you can run from someone else, you can try to run forever, but you'll catch up with yourself. And on and on and on it goes, never could stay put for long enough. Maybe I should take some time to slow down. But then the world keeps turning, it's waiting on explosions through dizzy spinning. You gotta keep on living. Life's a gamble, a one-way ticket, tightrope, so call it what you like. But it's kinda like rolling the dice.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Make it sound, there's more people here. I'll clap too.
That's okay. There's going to be a lot more people listening, so don't worry about it.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
A lot more people.
That's what happens when I come on people's shows.
So do you have... Thank you very much. We'll give you all the credit for it. We'll give you all the credit.
I'm just messing with you, man.
Do you have a website, Facebook page, social media, anything that you'd like to plug real quick?
I have mostly I deal with the Facebook situation. You can look me up on Facebook. It's Matt Pless, like Less with a P in front of it. And just find me there and add me. And I like post a bunch of ridiculous stuff. And like everyone's like, cool. And you can be like, cool too. And I have a website too, which is www.mattpless.com, but it's not updated right now.
Cool.
I need to work on that, but my computer's broken.
Awesome. I just had to throw cool in there because you were saying cool.
Yeah, everything's cool, man.
I can't thank you enough for stopping by. I appreciate it.
For sure.
Like I said, anyone that just heard it, you know, they now know why you commanded the attention of everyone in the room when you were playing it.
Thanks for saying that.
So I truly mean it. And again, the CD that you have out is called, what is it called? Tumbleweed?
Tumbleweed, yeah.
Tumbleweed, the bus stop EP?
Well, it's two CDs in one because it was it's just cheaper to me to do it like that. But like, I don't know, I have a lot of money, so I just put two albums on one to save, you know, buying more CDs.
Okay.
But this song, I just did, is going to be on my next CD. It's not out yet. It's,
this one is not on
there. Yeah.
So we got an advance.
Yeah, yeah.
Listening pleasure of
totally,
that song.
Yeah,
what's the name of the song that we listen to?
Rolling the Dice.
All right. Again, it's Matt Pless. Thank you very much for stopping by. We're at the 21st Annual Millennium Music Conference in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Thank you very much, Matt. iRockRadio.me.